KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The FBI has released notes from its investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of her private email server. White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
Those notes show Clinton stating at the outset she did not recall receiving any emails she thought should not be on an unclassified system. But it also shows agents repeatedly confronting her with copies of emails that have classification markings on them, and her response that she did not remember that specific email.
Clinton's campaign says it's pleased the FBI has released the documents. In a statement, Donald Trump's campaign says the documents reinforce her tremendously bad judgment and dishonesty. The Republican presidential candidate himself was in Philadelphia meeting with parents of victims of crimes by immigrants in the country illegally. Shalga Hightowers is one of the men convicted in the schoolyard killings in Newark, New Jersey, was from Peru.
He's here illegally, but he had a crime sheet that's for child molestation, robbery, bar fighting, and everything. And he's here illegally to destroy families.
A poll finds many young adults divided along racial lines when it comes to illegal immigration. Jackie Quinn reports that even though most of those polled think Donald Trump would do a better job than Hillary Clinton on the issue, they don't like the idea of just kicking innocent people out.
Most young people oppose deporting all immigrants who are in the country illegally. About 85% favor creating a pathway to citizenship for otherwise law-abiding immigrants. But when broken down by ethnicity, about half the young white respondents said they did favor deportation.
In Major League Baseball, only one interleague game, Cleveland playing at Miami. This is AP Radio News. Samsung is suspending sales of its popular Galaxy Note 7 smartphone.
Just 2 weeks after Samsung launched its latest flagship smartphone, the South Korean company is suspending sales after getting word that some of the gadget's batteries exploded. Some buyers reported their phones caught fire or exploded while charging. Samsung says it has confirmed 35 such cases and blames faulty batteries. A company official says customers who already bought Note 7s will be able to swap them for new smartphones, regardless of the purchasing date. I'm Sandy Kozel.
The Commerce Department says the U.S. trade deficit fell in July as imports declined slightly and exports rose to the highest level in 10 months. Imports dropped 0.8%. Exports climbed 1.9%, led by higher sales of American farm products. I'm Carlotta Bradley. AP Radio News.